Welcome, listeners, to episode 13 of Vibrating the Cosmos. This is Sita Jyoti. I'm here by myself tonight. I'm so excited, though. I'm so excited that this is episode 13, and it's coincidentally the heart of Scorpio season. 13 being the 13th card of the major arcana in tarot. It's the death card, which resonates with Pluto, which is ruled by Scorpio. It's really a time to honor death and just letting go, letting all the things that need to just be surrendered to the earth, to just be put back into the cosmic recycler so that you can be birthed into a greater expression of your soul. I love Scorpio energy because it's that quality of penetrating those layers that keep us distanced from our essence. It's the shedding of the skin of the snake, which I love because it reminds me of Kundalini energy. I so identify with Kundalini energy as being the quality of the shedding skin of a snake. So we're also heading into the darkest time of the year, which can evoke a lot of fear from people. It's a time where, you know, people can be seasonally affected, right? Sad seasonal affective disorder. But, you know, fear can be a really great teacher. It can be our greatest teacher because it shows us, you know, if we really surrender to it and we let ourselves melt into that and allow it to happen, allow ourselves to feel that fear, it can teach us where we need radical love, where we need radical love, where we need compassion, where we need to forgive, who we need to forgive, you know, forgiving ourselves. You know, this is a time that we honor our ancestors. It's a time of harvest. We were able to reflect on the things that we didn't maybe quite nurture enough, that, you know, didn't really fully bloom, as well as seeing the things that we did see through. So it's a powerful time of gratitude as well. There are so many gifts that the darker months give us. And the more we embrace that, the more we see that one really isn't better than the other. You know, the times when there's a lot of sun, it's like, you know, those times have its downfalls too. It has their gifts. You know, it's interesting because, you know, this time also, you know, reminds me how much the dark can be a refuge, because sometimes it's hard to always be positive, right? To always be in the light. Sometimes it's our light that scares us. You know, our light can scare us just as much as the dark scares us. So it's a really interesting reflection there. It's an interesting reflection to think that, you know, one isn't really better than the other, and we can actually get into that state, that beautiful state of non-duality and neutrality, and it really helps just get us in an expanded state, you know? And I think that's what it's all about, giving space to our breath, giving space to our thoughts and emotions, and this is a great time to tap into that. So I started this meditation about 2 weeks ago at a workshop, a Satnam Raksayan workshop, about healing inner conflict. It was led by Hargobal Kaur Khalsa. And something that really stuck out to me in that workshop was the worst kind of inner conflict is self-denial. It really spoke to me. Again, it's coming back to this quality of Scorpio, which helps us penetrate deeply. It actually is this energy of investigation and depth. It draws us closer to spirit. right? Through identifying ourselves as our soul. This meditation is about helping us face fear and helping us remove the sort of the subconscious memories of the past that keep us in fear. And this is going to really help us get into our heart center, because this is actually a prayer that, or a shabad, from the Sikhs' holy book, and it's in praise of Guru Ram Das. So we'll be getting the blessings of Guru Ram Das as Kundalini yogis. We really do bow to the house of Guru Ram Das, which is the fourth Sikh guru, and he is the Lord of Miracles. So anytime that we evoke his presence, Guru Ram Das's presence, we are able to be bestowed a miracle. We can actually literally ask for something that we want to enter into our lives, and he will grace us. Guru Ram Das will grace us with that. And this meditation is really going to help us identify ourselves as living miracles. Because when you think about conception, right? When you think about all the millions of sperms reaching your mother's egg and, you know, the conception of that, it's a miracle. It's a miracle that you exist, you know? We have to remember that. And it reminds me of the famous quote by Yogi Bhajan, "I don't believe in miracles, I rely on them." And this is really going to get you into that presence of trust, of reverence, and of blessings. So yeah, I think that this is really perfect. This is going to be really calming and really special. I'm going to tell you the translation of this shabad. It's really beautiful. Don Don Ram. Oh, sorry, I'll tell you the English translation is, "Blessed, blessed Guru Ram Das. The one who created you also exalted you. Perfect is your miracle. The Creator has installed you on a throne. Sikhs, as well as the Sangit, or people of consciousness, they recognize you because you manifest the Creator. You are unchanging, unfathomable, and immeasurable. You have no end, no limitation. Those who serve you with love, they are lifted and carried across the sea of existence. The five obstacles of lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment, you have overcome them and driven them away. Blessed is your realm, and true is your magnificent glory. You are Nanak, you are Angad, you are Amar Das. When I recognize you, my soul is comforted." Now, you're going to sit in an easy pose position. So your spine is going to be straight, of course, and your chin is going to be slightly tucked. You are going to bring your right hand up to your heart center about 6 inches away. Your right hand is going to be facing your chest. The left hand is going to be behind that right hand. Your thumb is going to come up to press against the center of your palm, your right palm, and you're going to have your right thumb crossing over the left thumb. Your eyes can be closed. It's really not specified. You can have them slightly open. And you're just going to breathe long, deep breathing. And you're going to be listening to this mantra. Basically, giving attention to your heart center. Letting your heart center release tension, right? Giving it space. Breathing into a deeper and deeper relaxation, a deeper surrender to let the grace of Guru Ram Das, of spirit of the cosmos, to come in. Before I even knew that this was something that remedied fear of the future, I was so gravitated to this mantra when I was going through a very difficult time of transition, my life just really changing dramatically. And it was also the time when Kundalini was trying to work its way into a deeper expression in my life. And just that resistance because of living in this place of self-denial, really, and learning that process, right? Shedding those layers. It was very, you know, anxiety provoking, and it wasn't always easy, but this was definitely a refuge. You can do this meditation for 3 minutes. You can do it up to 11 minutes. I'm going to let the music go and loop for 11 minutes. It's Sanat Amkar's version, but you can use any Dan Dan version. You can do a 40-day and really see how it shifts you into a greater state of trust and faith. So breathe in and exhale deeply. And just let yourself go a little bit deeper as you exhale. Letting your heart really just surrender into love, into compassion, into forgiveness. Remember to keep surrendering. Keep surrendering to the mantra, to the blessings of Guru Ram Dass, to let go of the tension in your body, to let go of the tension in your heart, to stay in the present moment, to imagine your heart like a stick of butter on a warm stove. Inhale deeply and exhale deeply. Inhale and exhale deeply. With each exhalation, releasing more and more tension. Let yourself feel the compassion of your heart. Forgive where forgiveness is needed. Surrender to the full expression of your soul. Connect yourself to spirit. So wherever you finish, if it's 3 minutes or at the end of this recording, you're going to inhale deeply and you're going to exhale, letting it all go. And you're going to finish with Satnam.
Utaria, se tu te pare, utaria.
So I hope that gave you some peace and relaxation, and that you feel the grace of Guru Ram Das. You feel that compassion and that levity. And I'm wishing you all the deepest soul journeying in this season and beyond. Satnam.